Torah says that in your business dealings, when you work with each other in business, don't have weights in your pocket. Don't have any stones in your pocket that might cheat the other guy a little bit. 10 cents here, 15 cents there, a dollar, a pound, an ounce. Be careful that you're honest in your business dealings, because business is a microcosm of a much larger way of interacting and giving and taking in the world. So I wanted to call up for the Aliyah, for the Maftir. This reading is to deal with each other in with honesty and not to have weights in your pockets, not to schlep into the relationship all the stuff that came before, and also not to hold on to stuff as best as you can, because every interaction is what it is. But if you have them stoned from some other time, it's not going to be an accurate reading of the situation. So the Torah says, in all of your dealings, have what's called Evan Shlema, have a complete stone, meaning have a completion around how you weigh things together. That's really the Kavanah for this Aliyah. And so we can all rise, and I want to ask the family to come and stand around the Bima to hold the Chuppah. Please rise. Lo yelecha b'kisra Evan v'oven. Do not have in your pockets anything weighting you down. Gidola uktana, big or small. Lo yelecha b'veitcha, eifa v'eifa. Do not have in your house where and where. Where do I go? Where do I go? You go to each other. Gidola uktana. Whether it's a big thing or a small thing. Evan Shlema. A complete foundation. Vatzedek yiyelach. Eifa Shlema. Vatzedek yiyelach. And have complete trust that you are each other's location. And that in that location you are arighted. Lema'an yarichu yamecha, so that you live full days, long days. Al ha'adama asher Adonai Elohecha nosein la'ach, in this inheritance that the source of all life has given you. Amen. Mishaberach avoteinu, may the one who blessed our ancestors bless Yiska and Sam, who have come here this morning to include the entire community of friends and family who have supported you up to this moment and who have been with you and who will be with you, witnessing your love, witnessing all that it took for you to get here, all of the ups and downs, ins and outs of your life, and who have held your hands and your faces and hugged you. May you be blessed this morning and in your life together this coming week at your chuppah, to stand under the chuppah like this chuppah and look into each other's eyes and pledge integrity and honesty, truth and open-heartedness. May you stand for each other and with each other. May your witnessing bring out the best in each other. May the fights that you have also discover within you strength, and may the joys that you have discover within you heights, and may you two together as a team know things that the two of you alone could never know. May the spirit that has been with you, that is so strongly within you, be an inspiration to others to also live lives with love and with sincerity and with openness and with commitment. May the commitment that you make to each other be a commitment that roots you in the soil of possibilities. May your commitment have a flowing way between you and around you. May the winds of love always dance between you. And may all of us here, all of us, continue to enjoy your friendship and enjoy your presence as you grow together and as many, 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 many good things come your way. And we can all say together, Made.